trade.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to 95BFM if you just tuned in. We are pleased as punch to have Ben Otwell back in the 95BFM studio. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. I just got off a plane, so I'm a little weird, but yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
It's great space. Because you're kind of a big dude with a tiny little guitar.
Yeah, it's good.
It's adorable.
It's a kind of comic thing. It's good. I just make reference to it. But yeah.
Is that, will you be playing that on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did
you have a guitar that small last time?
Yeah, maybe or maybe not. I don't know. When was I here? Was I here in June?
It wasn't that long ago.
Was it last June or longer than that?
Yeah, it feels like about a year ago.
Yeah, I think I had it then. But the main thing when you're doing like acoustic shows is try not to make it boring.
Right on.
It can get really boring really quickly. So it's just a little dynamic kind of, you know.
It's great.
The change.
The higher strings are kind of like ukulele nylon.
Yeah, it's a guitar lele is what it's called.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
A guitar lele, you say?
Guitar lele.
It is kind of, ladies and gentlemen, it is just kind of like an oversized ukulele with six strings.
Yeah.
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 Very
it's
nice.
Cool.
Is it a custom build for you?
It is a custom built guitar.
Oh, so is guitar lele a thing? Or?
It is a thing. You can buy them. But then I bought like a couple of shitty ones for my kids.
Right.
And ended up on A Man Apart, ended up recording with them.
Right.
Like I just wrote like three songs, you know. And so I had a decent one built.
Right. Yeah, because the smaller guitar, like I have experience buying guitars when I'm traveling. It's like, oh, I need a guitar. I need it.
Yeah.
And you buy one and they just don't stay in tune.
The Yamaha ones are all right. They're okay.
Right.
But this thing's, one of a kind.
Who'd you go to? Did you go? Is there someone that specialised in building those?
This is a guy called Roger Bucknell's File Guitars. He's like a
File. Okay.
Yeah. He's what do you call it?
A luthier.
Yeah, but he's got one of those chunks of metal from the Queen, you know. It's like a servant of the British Empire, one of those, you know, like an MBE or whatever.
Oh, right.
One of those guys. Yeah, he's like the top guy.
My nana got a letter when she turned 100.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I think everyone does actually. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do? Wow, it's fucking like a stamp signature.
I believe you.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a photocopied thing with the Queen.
You deserve one, I guess. As well.
It's a pretty good innings, isn't it?
Exactly. Not bad.
So you were just saying off air that you've just come off sort of a summer, Northern Hemisphere summer reunion tour with Gomez.
Yeah, so it's been 20 years since Bring It On came out.
Far out.
So we did that. We've been trying to think of a reason to get back together for a while. We were going to do it a couple of years ago and we were like, well, it's not, you know, we might as well just wait. That was great. We did the Blues Fest. I apologise that we didn't come to New Zealand. But we did that in March, and then we played the Royal Albert Hall, which is pretty cool. Played some shows in the States, and it was great.
How was it? Did you fall straight back in the nook?
Yeah, it was actually, we booked a week rehearsal thinking this is going
to fire out.
And it took like, you know, one day making sure the gear works, and then one day like running through the tunes, and the rest of the time we just spent in the pub. It was ridiculous.
Cool.
It was like easier to play them right than it was to play them wrong. You know,
that's cool.
You seem to be a bit of a road warrior. Is everyone else sort of playing, or were they a bit rusty?
A couple of the guys are in Empire of the Sun.
They
were Luke. Yeah. So that's fairly kind of sporadic what they do. They like get told they're going to go and play like a week before, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's what Luke's like. But no one's not like I am. No.
Okay.
No.
So
you're at the tuning fork tomorrow night.
For it.
You get to have kind of like a sleep today and
get a bit of a sleep. Yeah, I'm tuned for it tomorrow.
Center yourself and you're kicking off tomorrow. Exactly. Down there at the glorious Junior Tuning Fork. It sounds great down there.
Yeah, it does sound good.
7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Being in support. I'm not sure if you've heard Being yet.
Oh, really? Being?
Yeah, Jasmine has got a wonderful voice.
Yeah,
very talented.
She's great.
Yeah, so yeah. I've heard. Which,
sweet.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. Should be a good night.
No doubt.
And are you, one of the reasons we have look forward to getting you up here because it was in the hope that you might play a little song for us.
I'm going to play a song, that's why I bought the little guitar. I'm going to play a Grateful Dead song.
That's great, we're quite pumped about that.
But actually one of the songs, so I think sometimes they get a little overlooked.
Sweet.
In terms of their songwriting.
The thing is with the Grateful Dead is their catalogue is extremely vast and a lot of people look to the live recordings when it comes to the Grateful Dead. Either sort of person that has delved into the world of Grateful Dead.
Well, my dad was a Deadhead. He was like the only Deadhead in Derbyshire in England, I think. So like, yeah, I've delved a little, but it's kind of seeped in there, you know, from years, I guess.
Is there an era of the Dead that you'd recommend for people wishing to get into the Dead?
It depends what you like. I mean, I think in terms of like the live recordings, like the 72 thing, that classic thing is brilliant. There's that I Know You Rider into China Cut Sunflower is just amazing. That little seek they do on there. And then Working Man's Dead's great as well. That's just a great record. Mm. Their songs and, you know, yeah. Trying to think of any more. I'm a little
No, that's all right. That's all right. I know you've just got off the plane over like plied you with a beer and a coffee. So
that's good. Like, yeah, I've got options.
And a water as well.
balance it out.
All right. Do you want to rip into a
yeah, sure.
And,
we'll
come back and have
so
a chat.
So this is called China Doll. This song.
Hang on, let's get these mics in a place.
All right. Should I go that one on the guitar? There we go. All right. Alright. You ready?
I am now.
Cool. Pistol shot at 5 o'clock. The bells of heaven ring. Tell me what you've done it for. No, I won't tell you then. Yesterday I begged you before I hit the ground. All I leave behind is only what I have found. And if you can't abide it, let the hurdy-gurdy play. Stranger ones have come by before they la la la. Thank you.
Very nice. Very, very nice. The guitar lately coming through there. And also, yeah. Well, you can plug it in as well.
You can plug it in.
And you'll be plugging it in tonight, I guess, to chuck it through the
tomorrow,
PA.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, of course.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Do you have it mic'd up as well?
Nope. No, it's got some, it's got a good little pickup in there, so you don't need to, yeah.
What's your protocol for picking, like, a cover? Like, when, like,
how? I don't know. It's weird. I just take a fancy to a song, you know, and then it's if you can. Sometimes you can't do them justice.
So, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I like that one for some reason.
You'll be playing that tomorrow, no doubt.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you have a few up your sleeve that you might play? Or?
One or two. Yeah.
Do you drop some Gomez numbers in there?
Yes.
Especially since you've just come off the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh.
And they're easy. So
they've got vintage behind them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People like them too.
Right,
so I don't know. You know? Right, I think people come expecting that, so they, you know,
true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feel like you shortchanged them a little. So I play one or two.
I just said I was interested to know, being on the road so often.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any great tales or anything interesting happen on the road in
Nothing,
recent memory?
No.
Not a damn thing.
Not a thing. No.
Never.
I don't know, I'm trying to think. We had a lot of fun recently where were we? We were in San Francisco when we were doing, it was the very last Gomez gig of this little run, mm-hmm. reunion. And we were doing this huge festival in San Francisco called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a big free festival in Golden Gate Park.
Sweet.
Is it the one that they had, there's an
I've
old benefactor who passed away and left a whole lot of money to...
That's it, yeah. It's like some trust for some billionaire bluegrass banjo player. I don't know how you make $1 billion playing the banjo.
Well, Steve Martin, maybe.
Yeah, but... Ian was... So it was the end of it, and, you know, we thought, oh, we'll finish on a high here. But I think Ian... I have a feeling he might have done some mushrooms or something before the show. We're on in the afternoon.
Ian plays which instrument?
He plays the guitar and sings.
Okay.
He was starting most of the songs.
Oh, wow.
Appeared to be...
A lot of weird
every
eye
time
contact.
We were looking over him, he appeared to be kind of wandering around looking at stuff on the stage and a little confused as to what was going on. So it's a nice send-off. Yeah, as the last show. But I actually had someone message me on Facebook and say, Ian looks a little fragile and confused. Is everything okay?
Busted.
And I was like, I think he got his sativa and his indica mixed up.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think. Are there any, there's been a lot of shows.
Mm.
Yeah. Nothing specific springs to mind. That was the most recent fuck up, basically.
Well, I think it's probably better if it's the guitarist and not like the bass or the drums. I feel like that's a little bit more like...
Yeah, you're allowed to. You can get away with it.
Yeah, kind of.
Sort of. Although if you're starting like 80% of the set...
True, the tempo
then,
and whatnot.
Yeah. Or actually just starting the song.
Yeah, yeah. We're good now, man.
We're just kind of like...
You're all tuned up, let's go.
We're all ready. We're ready. And he's like, what is... Seriously? Kind of looking around.
Right.
Playing. Yeah, it was funny.
We should tell everybody, if you want tickets for tomorrow night to catch Ben Otwell, you can get them at Ticketmaster, or they might be for sale down there at the Tuning Fork on the door.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And any new music in the works? Because it was A Man Apart that came out last year, which is
The Gomez tour got in the way of me doing anything like that, which is a real, you know.
Oh, pain in the neck.
Real pain.
What about Gomez?
We are going to get together and write in January.
Nice one.
Yeah, so... We'll see what happens. So hopefully there'll be new music, unless, you know, we don't write. I mean, there's always the possibility we won't write anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You write in the UK, or you go somewhere to do it?
We're going to go in the UK, yeah, in Brighton, because most of us are in Brighton.
Oh, that's where my family's from, down the bottom there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's a good town. So Ian's going to fly over, and we're going to try and write some songs.
Cool.
I don't think Ian's written a song on a guitar for, like, 5 or 6 years, so
far
it's going to be interesting for him.
Nice. Yeah. Nice one. Hey, Ben, thanks so much for coming up.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It is a real pleasure. We appreciate you coming into the show.
No worries.
Fantastic, man.
Thanks. Cheers.
Enjoy tomorrow night and have a big old sleep tonight.
Yeah, I will.
That was Tools of the Trade.